This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The controversial technique of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, has made the United States the world's top oil and gas producer, but it's still illegal in most cases for energy companies to export crude. Exxon wants that to change, but what could this do to gas and heating oil prices? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more on the export ban.
Just to be clear, the U.S. doesn't actually have a net oil surplus. Simon Wardell is an energy analyst with IHS.
The U.S. has not actually become a net producer of oil. It still consumes more than it produces by quite a margin.
But it turns out the places where oil is being produced in the U.S. are actually closer to foreign markets than domestic ones. So West Texas, right next to Mexico, North Dakota, right by Canada. And meanwhile, U.S. refineries that can handle this oil, they're farther away, so there's a bottleneck. And Wardell says it could be more efficient to ship some of that oil to our neighbors and buy more on the global market. When it comes to prices, he says the impact could be more complicated than just U.S. supply and demand.
Oil is a global commodity, and you can ship oil very cheaply, and what you tend to find is that the price of oil converges globally.
And by the way, if there was some new threat to imports, he says we could just impose an export ban again. It's not just oil companies saying it's time to reconsider the ban. The Council on Foreign Relations published a memo last year saying the same thing. I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.